Good morning. The Bears bounce out of a two-game losing streak, running over Minnesota at home, 28-10. Lovey joins us live on the line now. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Josh. How are you?
Fine, thanks. We're back after the holiday weekend. You pick up the big win over the Vikings. How'd you like the way you were able to get it done against the division rival?
Well, we needed to come out and play that way, Josh. You know, after a disappointing loss, you want to get back out there and to be able to get a home division game was big for us.
And you're waking up alone in first place again. How do you like the position?
Like the position. That's where the Bears belong. I mean, it's a lot of football left to go. All we can do is control, you know, what happens on the field for us. And, again, that win was big.
Jay Cutler back from his concussion puts up solid first-half numbers. Not huge stats for the entire game, but what did you like from Jay's game and the effect he had being back in the lineup?
He just gave us a boost. It was a game where we were going to really lean on the run, when you rush the ball 39 times. So it wasn't that type of game as far as putting up a lot of passing numbers. But when we needed him to, thought he was accurate most of the day and did a great job.
Is there anything Brandon Marshall does now that surprises anybody? What is it about Brandon's game that's been proving so valuable for your team?
He's our number one receiver, and he is that. He's been at each game. Teams know that we're going to throw the ball to him, but he just continues to come up big, made a lot of great plays, did a great job blocking yesterday, too.
You didn't think you'd finish the game with Gabe Kareemi at guard, but both your starting guards, Lance Lewis and Chris Spencer, go down. What kind of challenge did that present? Who gets credit for it working out with a pair of reserves in there?
Well, that definitely wasn't the plan, Josh, but Gabe Kareemi did do a good job, as did Edwin Williams also coming in. Both of those knee injuries, of course, hurt us, but we'll see how it goes.
Injuries hit Matt Forte, Charles Tillman, Devin Hester as well. How much of a setback is it?
It was a tough physical game, and whenever all those players you mentioned are all, valuable guys to our team, but it's always about the next guy stepping up, and that's what we had. We had a player step up all of those positions. Hopefully, we'll be able to get most of the guys back.
Here's a Seahawks team coming in next Sunday at noon. You're just exhaling from the route of the Vikings, but Seattle very beatable on the road, just 1-5 away from home coming off this loss. How do you like your chances getting into preparation this week?
Well, we're in this home stretch now. Doesn't matter who we play. Another NFC opponent coming in, home game, as you mentioned. We just got to get a win. They're all tough from here on out, like they've been most of the year.
All right, we appreciate the time. Wrapping things up, we'll hear from you again tonight. Lovey Smith, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Coach joins Jeff Joniak at 7 o'clock for an hour of Bears Insider here on WBBM tonight.